This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Hundreds of thousands of Hong Kong residents marched Sunday against legislation that would allow people to be extradited to mainland China to face charges. Chief Executive Carrie Lam has said such changes would close legal loopholes, but the changes have raised international concern about Hong Kong's legal system. Reuters' James Pomfer reports.
People here aren't just your hardcore protesters. You have ordinary citizens. You have fathers, mothers, kids, and they don't feel comfortable if the law is enacted because it will allow China, in effect, to impose or part of its legal system to encroach into Hong Kong for the first time ever. And this march could be a turning point in finally persuading the authorities to either postpone or scrap it.
That's Reuters' James Pomfer reporting. Former British Foreign Minister Boris Johnson says he would threaten to withhold nearly $50 billion in outstanding liabilities owed by the United Kingdom to the European Union if he replaces Theresa May as the next British Prime Minister. Reuters' Francis McGuire reports.
Boris Johnson, the frontrunner to replace Theresa May as the next British Prime Minister, is threatening that if he gets into Downing Street, he'd consider freezing almost $50 billion owed to the European Union as leverage to renegotiate Brexit. The money represents outstanding commitments that the country has already made with the EU. As an EU member, Britain has a role in everything from infrastructure projects to scientific research in the bloc.
I've tried everything.
And Theresa May had kept that money in her original failed deal, the same deal that has forced her to resign.
That's Reuters' Francis McGuire reporting, and you're listening to VOA News. U.S. Representative David Cicilline told Fox News on Sunday that while there's been no move to start impeachment proceedings, the Democrats want the American people to know what the Trump administration did to try to hide information about its activities from Congress and the special counsel Robert Mueller.
That's really a process question, but what we really want the American people to know is that the President of the United States directed individuals to create false documents, to lie to investigators, to try to prevent this investigation from going forward.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has refused to move quickly on calls to impeach President Trump following evidence of possible obstruction of justice uncovered by the special counsel. She has argued that the American people are not yet ready for such an effort. U.S. Treasury Chief Steven Mnuchin said Sunday that President Trump would be perfectly happy to tax more imports from China if he and President Xi Jinping cannot reach a trade deal when they meet later this month. We've stopped negotiating, Mnuchin said, with the next steps depending on Trump's meeting with Xi in Osaka, Japan, at the G20 meeting of world leaders at the end of June. Trump has already imposed tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese goods. He's now weighing whether to tax an additional $325 billion worth of Chinese products. That move would encompass virtually all Chinese goods exported to the United States. The world's two biggest economies have sparred for months over a trade deal, but have not been able to reach an agreement. Bhutan's taken a step toward becoming the latest South Asian nation to decriminalize homosexuality. AP correspondent Sarah Bassett reports.
The tiny Himalayan kingdom's lower house of parliament voted overwhelmingly on Friday to repeal provisions that said what is referred to as unnatural sex is illegal. The bill still needs to be passed by the upper chamber. The New York-based Human Rights Watch says it welcomes Bhutan's action to end the criminalization of same-sex relationships. Bhutan's move follows similar action taken by nearby India last year, where the Supreme Court decriminalized homosexuality by declaring related British-era laws unconstitutional. I'm Sarah Bassett.
Thousands of people crossed from Venezuela into Colombia on Saturday to buy food and medicine after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro reopened the border between the two countries. It had been shut tight for the past 4 months since February, when the political opposition tried to deliver food and humanitarian aid to Venezuelans in need. People attending the Pride Parade in Washington, D.C. on Saturday got a shock when an altercation between two people turned into what some thought was a gunfight. It was a BB gun, and the seven people injured in the incident were injured in the masses of people fleeing the scene. This is VOA News.